Blog Talk Radio.
Just to glorify the Lord in this. So thank you so much for doing this. It's awesome.
It's a blessing. And I want to go before God and I want to have a word of prayer, and then I want to give you the floor to share about, you know, your what your ministry is and who's all in your band and how you got started, and just, as I said, whatever you feel led in sharing in tonight.
Okay.
Gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to be voices going forth out in the airways to reach people and to inspire them through such anointed artists as Stevie, Father God. We thank you for the gifts, Father God, that you installed in her. And most of all, Father God, I'm so thankful for her obedience, Father, that she's using those talents to glorify you, Father. I pray, dear God, you just pour out new anointing upon her daily. Bring her new, powerful lyrics and songs and take her forth, dear God, as you would have her to go, dear God. Bless her for her faithfulness, dear God. Tonight, dear God, we just want to lift this broadcast up to glorify your name, Father. We ask you to come into our midst, pour out your anointing, guard the airways, and have your perfect will in this, Father God. And we just give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, and ask these things in your Son's name and in your perfect will, Father. Amen. Are you still there with me, Stevie?
Oh, yep, I'm here.
Okay. If you would, introduce yourself and what your band does. And, you know, I know from what I've pretty well read and been understanding, it's your family members that are in your band with you and your husband as well.
Yeah, so Road 23 started in a little town in southwest Kansas called Meade. And we lived out on a ranch, and it was on Road 23. And so that's kind of where we got our name. And my dad and mom, they're both really musical, and we would just sit in my dad's office, and he had a big old record player, and he'd just play songs, records after records, all kinds of music. And he taught us how to play guitar and drums and just all kinds of stuff. And my mom helped me with singing, and so my family just grew up around music. And so we just decided, after I went off to college, I really just felt like, you know, I needed to use this gift and this talent that the Lord had blessed me with, and I really wanted to just travel and sing and to worship and glorify His name. And so we started Road 23 with my dad and my brother Levi. My dad's Tony, and then my boyfriend at the time, Andrew Warren, would come back with me sometimes, and we would just practice in our garage, and so that's kind of where Road 23 started, and it's just kind of progressed through all kinds of phases. You know, our first CD, which Fear was on, that you heard earlier, it's just we were almost trying to find who Road 23 was, you know, just, you know, what are we going to play? What type of songs? What are we going to do? I was still exploring my songwriting and, like, seeing where that was going. And so that just kind of came about, the CD in 2009, right after Andrew and I got married. And we just kind of took off and like, you know, Lord, you just got to take this and take us where you want us to go. And, you know, it's kind of progressed along the way to, we do lots of worship stuff, which I just love. That's where my heart is at. And kind of what we're doing now is we do a lot of mixtures of songs. Like we would take, you know, Elvis songs or Sinatra songs or, you know, Sam Cooke, you know, anything that we just love, and we redo it into Road 23 style. And, you know, whether it's technically, quote, Christian music or whatever, and we just take it and we use those songs, and then we, you know, kind of reach out to different types of people, but then we always share worship songs, and just we really want to honor and glorify the Lord in that and lift up His name. And so in whatever we do, that's our primary goal, is to glorify and honor His name. And so it's just been a real blessing to be able to be a part of a family band and just be with people that I truly love and care about and glorify the Lord in music.
Praise God. That's so powerful. And, you know, one thing, being an artist, it's really important that, you know, you're willing to experience, you know, different genres, because there's so many different people to reach out to, and not everybody likes the same style of music. And, you know, mm-hmm. and it can be very, very tough as an artist, you know, to be able to open up and be willing to do that. Some people just want to stay, you know, and do what they're used to doing. But I think it's really amazing that, you know, you have that ability and willingness as an artist, you know, to reach out there so you can reach other people. And I think that's a beautiful mm-hmm. thing, because that's what we need to do. We need to be reaching out and asking God to use us to be the hands and feet of Jesus, where we can reach the people that are lost in the dark, you know. And music is mm-hmm. such a powerful way. Music will minister to people. I love, you know, you could be going down the road and you could hear a song, and I love how at that moment, you know, it'll take you back to where you was at that certain time. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. a part, it becomes a memory in your life. And that's what's so powerful about music.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we definitely do our best just to hit kind of every genre. We've got, like, Fear was like a rock song, and we also had the title track of that album was Shattered Day, and that's a rock song. And that's just, you know, out of the norm, I guess, for Road 23. But we wanted to, we're just so rounded because of my dad playing all those records, that we love blues, we love jazz, we love all kinds of music. And I don't think that, you know, I don't think that God says, well, you can only play Christian music. You know, I think he loves music in general. And then when you use it to reach out to people and glorify his name, no matter, you know, like we just played at a concert in Marion, Kansas. And it was the funniest thing, because we pull up and we're opening for an AC/DC cover band called Hell's Bell. And so that was you just run into the most interesting things. But it was like this huge answer to prayer for me, because a lot of those people, you know, they just haven't been either exposed to Jesus, or, you know, a lot of them have. And, you know, that style of music, I'm sure that there's plenty of Christians. But I just, you know, being able to reach that type of crowd that likes that type of music, and obviously we don't really play that kind of style, but we got to reach those people, and we just, you know, shared about Jesus and just, you know, sang some worship songs. And so whether they liked it or not, I mean, they got to hear about Jesus. So that's kind of
awesome.
So,
you know,
yeah.
And if a lot of people knows who AC/DC is, they really will understand the gist of that. That's just, it's so amazing how God works like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Pretty interesting stuff that you run into.
Is, and that's, you know, we just, as I was sharing with you earlier, we went down to Kansas City, and that was a first for us this weekend, and we met some amazing people, and some of them were, they were Christian rock artists, and then some of them played other types of genres. But, you know, it was really interesting, and it kept the festival that day, you know, it kept you intrigued and wanting more, because not everybody was playing the same thing, and everyone brought their own uniqueness to it. It was so amazing, and to see some of these young artists that were 16 and 17 years old that's writing music and glorifying God, it was just, I had the best time ever this weekend. And I encourage people, if calling you to something, step out in faith, because he will get you to it, and you will be blessed in ways you never imagined. Just like Stevie was just sharing, you know, look how he just used her, you know, that's powerful to me, and I love that you shared that with us.
Yeah, it's just been really interesting to see God just working through all these little details. Like, I was getting to a point about a year ago where I was just so beyond frustrated with music that I was getting to the point where I just almost wanted to quit, because I felt like I was working so hard to get all these jobs, and either they didn't pay at all, so we were, you know, trying to pull out of our own pockets, which is kind of rough, and then, you know, we would travel all that way and do our setup and practice, and there'd be, you know, just a few people there. And I finally was like, you know what, God, I'm sick of this. If you want me to do this, then you just take this, and if you don't want me to do it, you take away the passion. I'm done. It's yours. Whatever you want to do with it. And I, you know, it's a daily process for me just to submit to him and let him take my dream and my passions and just use them for what he wants. And I've just seen not only my spiritual life and my family's life and just our band's journey just explode through that. And we just, I haven't worked, it's crazy, I haven't worked one day on booking my own jobs. I've just received call after call, and we just played like four this weekend, to actually two on Sunday. And it's just, it's amazing to see God work and just use, you know, your submission and all of that for His glory, and just saying, okay, you know what, don't work so hard. Let me help you, and let me, you know, take away that anxiety and all that, and He'll just give you peace and just take you to places that I just, I can't even imagine. I know He's going to take us even further, and so I just continue to give Him my dreams every day and my passions, and just let Him use them as He sees fit.
Praise God. And so many times that's hard for people to do. We want to do it ourselves, and so many times we take on more than what He expects us. We try to carry things, and that's so powerful that you said that, because you put it into His hands and you made it about God's will, and you know, you surrendered, and you can get to that point where you're so tired, because people, when you're doing ministry work, whether you're an artist, a pastor, whatever it is, it is very time consuming. You put in so much time and dedication, and you know, sometimes you may not get a good response, or it may look like you're not going anywhere. But when you get to that point, like you were just talking about, you just surrender and say, you know what, God, here it is. I give it to you. It's so amazing how God shows up, and He shows you that is His will, and He starts to direct the steps of the righteous. And that's so powerful, and I love that, you know, you're being so open and honest, because people need to hear that, because there's people out there tonight that are listening. You know, maybe they're going through those kind of struggles in their life, and there's things they're trying to do, and they're putting their heart into it, and it seems like they're not getting anywhere. But many times they forget, you got to give it to God and trust Him to it and leave it there and just be still and know He's God.
Yeah, and, you know, I read this devotional in the morning by Oswald Chambers called My Utmost for His Highest, and he talks so much in there. It just touches my heart every day. But he talks so much about, you know, we can get so wrapped up in our service and our ministry for God that we actually forget about who we're truly serving. We think we're serving people, and instead we're supposed to be ministering to God and serving Him. And we all get wrapped up in, well, this is my ministry, this is what I'm supposed to do, you know, instead of it, you know, God is using, you know, each one of us for a different purpose and a different gifting and talent. And if we're working ourselves crazy, you know, that's not what God calls us to. God calls us to, like He said, just be still and rest in Him. And He takes care of all the little details, and He puts things into place. And it's just, if you just let Him take every part of your life and surrender to Him every single day, and just, you know, be in His Word and work on your spiritual life, and just make that number one priority, your life is just, I mean, I've seen it in my own walk of just, I have so much peace and just tranquility and just a, I don't know the exact word for it, just a strength behind me that I don't have otherwise. And I notice if I start slipping, you know, like this weekend was so busy, I just kind of, you know, I didn't spend that time in the Word and time in prayer like I usually do. And I was exhausted and I was tired, and I started to get a little grumpy because I got all sunburnt and stuff. And so I just had to sit down this morning and just spend some time with the Lord and just thank Him for what He's given and what He blessed us with this weekend of being so busy. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of one of those things that you just, if you let Him take it, He's going to do amazing things. And if you try to run with it, you're just going to be spinning your wheels and not a lot accomplished. So, yep, just, if I could say anything to anybody out there, either whether it's music or whatever type of ministry it is, first of all, just give it to the Lord every single day. It's not a one-time thing. You got to give it to Him every single day, and He will absolutely blow your mind and amaze you, because it's Him that has the power. It's not us that has the power. So just give it to Him, and He's going to use it for His glory.
Amen. You're speaking such truth, and it is so important every day to press into His presence. And we can become so overwhelmed in life. And I love in the Word of God how He tells us that in our weakness, His strength is made perfect. And, you know, hearing you share your testimony and your heart, one of your songs is really standing out to me, your song, In Your Hands. I want to get ready to share that, but I wanted to ask you if you would, you know, share a little bit about that song, what inspired it. And after we hear that song, I'm going to open up one of the phone lines and we're going to give one of your awesome CDs away. And I see that one of the guests have a question as well. So I want you to share about that song, In Your Hands. I've listened to all your songs and they're so amazing and powerful, but that one's just standing out to me right now with what you're sharing, because that's what you've truly done. You said, here you go, God. I give all this to you. I'm putting it in your hands.
Yeah, that song, you know, I find inspiration in other songs, you know, and that one actually came from the song Your Great Name by Natalie Grant. I was just listening to that, and I was just so, which I love that song too, but I was just so struck by just the power that's just in the name of Jesus and just how incredible He is, that He can, just by one single word, you know, can calm storms and can heal those who are sick and broken. And there's just so much power just in the name of Jesus. And it just really struck me. And so I just sat down and, you know, all the disciples, I look at their stories, you know, and their lives and their testimonies. And they were so faithful, you know, and just so firm in their beliefs, you know, despite being persecuted and going through such hard times. And it just amazes me that they were so trusting in the Lord that they could just say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And those people would just instantly be healed. And just to have that faith and that trust that in the name of Jesus, there is great power, that just kind of blows my mind. And so that song was just a reminder to me that he's in control. There's so much power in his name that he can make anything happen, as long as, you know, we're trusting him and have faith in him. And that's, and if he's our number one priority and we're in his will, then he's going to make our dreams and our hopes and things come alive that we can't even imagine. So that's where that song came from.
Praise God. That's so powerful, Stevie. And I want to welcome, I keep seeing listeners coming onto the switchboard through the phone lines, and some are listening live. And I want people to get prepared to call if you don't have the number, 347-308-8837, 347-308-8837. After I share Stevie's beautiful song, In Your Hands, I'm going to be blessing someone with one of her CDs. She was so gracious to donate CDs for the broadcast tonight to bless the guests with. And again, this is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, here on Reaching Out Radio with the very gifted and talented woman of God, Stevie Warren. And she's a part of the band Road 23. They're amazing artists. Their music's powerful and uplifting. And trust me, to have you just wanting to turn up the sound and just keep listening and sing along with them. But right now I want to share in her song, In Your Hands. And I know it's going to bless you. And I thank you again so much, Stevie, for being with me tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's in your head. A raging storm has calmed us in your head. A leper can be cured, it's in your hands. The dead can rise again, it's in your hands. It's in your hands, it's in your hands.
beautiful, beautiful song. And girl, you can hold a note.
Thank you. Yeah, that was that's a deep breather one.
that was holding a note. Well, I'm going to get ready to open up one of the phone lines and bless a guest with one of your CDs and welcome them on. And it looks like they have a question as well. So I'm going to get ready to open up one of the mics. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Congratulations. You've just been blessed to win one of Stevie's CDs with the band Road 23, and I'm pretty sure I know who this is on the other end. How are you, dear sister?
Yes. I am fine, and the song was just beautiful, In Your Hands. I love the part where you talk about getting so discouraged and so frustrated, and you finally realized that if it was going to go forward, you had to just give it up. Give it to the Lord and put it in His hands. And I often tell people victory comes only through surrender. You know, when you hear about armies winning wars, it's, you know, you don't surrender. You know, in the eyes of the world, victory, if you're going to have victory, no, you don't surrender. But for the life of a Christian, victory comes only through surrender. So thank you for that so much.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. You want to let everyone know who we have on the other end of the line there, dear sister?
Oh, this is Lisa M. Leonard. And I am being richly blessed by Stevie's music and her story. I was just thinking about how, you know, we serve the Lord with gladness. And we leave the details up to Him as to how that's going to look, sound, and feel. If our greatest desire is just to serve Him and just let him decide what that's going to look like and sound like and look like just give ourselves to say, okay, use me. I just want to serve you.
Absolutely, that's good.
And I thought that was so powerful in what she's been sharing, that's what she did. She laid it all down and she put it into His hands. And praise God, look how He's opening doors for her, taking care of things for her. That's so powerful. And she's so humble. I think that's so amazing because, and I don't mean it in an offensive way, but many times people get the I-itis, and when they're that gifted and talented, the focus becomes more so on them, and people lose focus on it being about glorifying God, because everything that we have within us comes from Him, our gifts that He installs in us, and it's not about us. It's about God's glory. So I think that's really awesome, Stevie, that you are so humble and you have such a servant's heart, because you truly are a very, very gifted artist.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, you have such a – you really sing from the heart, and that's what I love to hear. People can really hear your heart, your passion.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, definitely I'm very passionate about it.
And you play, what all instruments is it that you play, Steve? You play, I know I've seen you in one of your videos, you play the piano.
Yeah, I play piano and guitar, and I don't really play them too much anymore, but I started out on drums, actually, in high school, and I play a cajon, which my brother builds these little boxes, and I don't know if you've seen them, but they're little tiny boxes, and you sit on them, and you play them, and they sound kind of like a little drum set. So I play those every once in a while, and I play ukulele. That's kind of been my newest adventure. So those are fun.
Wow, you truly are gifted. You're a musician, a songwriter, and a vocalist. That's a lot of talent. And your lyrics are so powerful. They bless me. And again, Lisa, congratulations. I have your number, and I'll be getting all the information to send out your CD that Stevie so graciously blessed us with tonight. I know it's going to bless you. And
yes,
I thank you for your faithfulness,
dear
sister, on all the times that you listen on the broadcast. And you have a powerful ministry within itself. And I know God's going to bless you and continue to use you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you, Stevie. It was such a treat to hear you sing.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I appreciate it.
Yes, you are so welcome.
God bless you, dear sister.
Oh, God bless you, ladies. Thank you so much. I look forward to my gift.
Thanks.
Have a blessed night, Lisa.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's always so great and, you know, encouraging to see how, you know, your music blesses people and how it ministers to them. And, you know, and that is so important because, as I was sharing, I know there's been days just at the right moment and at the right time, a song would come on and it would minister to me because music and the lyrics, you know, they really can move people. And when you're doing it through the power of God and you're glorifying God in it, you know, people can be reached in that. And and that's what you're doing, and I think it's such a beautiful thing. So I thank you for being a servant that's, you know, willing just to let go and let God in. Have you got any new music projects in the making, or are there maybe some tours, you know, or dates where you're going to be if people want to come listen to you that you want to share? Because I always like to put it out there because I know your music is blessing people tonight, to give them the opportunity, you know, to be able to go out and to listen to you and to meet you, and or if they want to, you know, want to buy your music, I would really love for you to share that with the listeners, ways that they can see you, where you're going to be performing, how they can go about buying your music. So please, will you share with the listeners, you know, some of your upcoming dates and where's the place that they can get your music at?
Yeah, well, we just kind of got off of a pretty crazy schedule. We played about probably about a month, just kind of touring around kind of local areas. And so God bless us with that. But he also right now is kind of blessing us with a tiny bit of downtime. So that's always nice to recoup. But our next big show is July 4th in Park City, Kansas. We're opening for a band over there right before the fireworks. And then we actually play in Hutchinson, Kansas, and at the end of August, on August 29th, for a concert for the cause that another guy who's on the radio, his name's Jiggy Jaguar from Hutch, he puts on those, and they're pretty cool events. And so we're just kind of taking it easy now and, you know, looking forward to those next dates. And we really get kind of crazy during Christmas time because we have that Christmas album. And so we'll be looking for, you know, those Christmas dates probably here in the next couple months. But if you go to our website, which is Road 23 Music, so like road, like you drive on, and then a 23music.com, that has all of our tour dates, and it's got all of our CDs on there that you can buy. Our songs are also all on iTunes as well. And I always like Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Road 23 Music. That's probably my favorite way of just keeping in contact. I post all of our dates on there and just kind of what we're up to. And so, and that and Twitter and Instagram, all those things we're pretty up to date on. And So those are the great places to kind of find that, and it has links to our iTunes and all of that stuff. So it really helps us when, you know, when people buy our CDs and buy our T-shirts and all that kind of stuff and come out to our shows, because it, you know, just kind of like you said, you need encouragement. And sometimes you go to things and you feel like nobody likes you, and so you come home kind of sad, but then you have those where just, you know, people are just blessing you beyond what you ever dreamed, and they just buy all your CDs, and that's what supports our ministry and helps us, you know, reach more people for the Lord. And so that's really our heart, is just to, you know, spread our CDs around and spread his word around, and, you know, the best that we can do that. And so, yeah, if you like us on Facebook and all that, that's probably the best way to kind of get a hold of all of our stuff. So,
yeah, that's where I found you at, was on your page on Facebook. And I thank God that he led me to that page. And, you know, one of the things you're talking about is so important. And one thing people need to keep in mind, whenever they do buy one of your shirts or your CDs, they are planting into your ministry. So, you know, God's going to bring that back, because as they're blessing you, that's helping to keep your music going forth, as you said, to reach other people. And there's such an, you know, a lot of people don't really realize that. I understand there's such an expense in making those CDs, and it's not, it's the time you give of yourself, and there's expense in making the CDs and all the preparation. It takes a lot of time when you, you know, as you're sharing, I know within me, a lot of times there's hours you can be online sharing and networking, and, you know, there's a lot that goes into what you are doing. So I encourage people, God loves a cheerful giver, and we're to lift one another. And Stevie has a true servant's heart. Her music is so beautiful and powerful, and she's putting her all in all into it and give it to God. And those are the people I like to see blessed and going for. So I encourage you, if you're listening tonight, you know, let her know. Give her that encouragement. Pray for her. Support her by buying her CDs, for praying, you know, praying for them. You know, let her know. Say, hey, you know, I'm here for you. And as she shared, you can connect with her on Facebook on Road 23 Music. And I really like the title of your group, the band you chose, or the band name. I think it's really awesome. And when I first seen it, I was like, okay, there's got to be a story behind that. So I really like that, the Road 23. I think that's really a really unique and clever idea. And it just, to me, it's really personal. And I really thought that was cool when I learned what the meaning was in that. And I still have some other callers on the line, and we're going to get ready to share another one of your songs. And the song blessed me very much, and it's your song, You're Not Alone. And I always like the artist to share, you know, what inspired them, or about the song, or what brought it about. And I would really like you just to share your heart about your song, You're Not Alone. And then after we get done with that song, I'll open up the line, and we'll give another CD away. And again, the number to call is 347-308-8837. If you have a question for Stevie and you want to be brought forth, you just press 1 on the phone, and that'll bring you into the QA, and we'll be able to let you share, and you could possibly win a CD. So again, 347-308-8837, and we're sharing with the beautiful and talented woman of God, Stevie Warren, tonight from Row 23. She's blessed us with CDs tonight to give, and I thank her so much for that. And I just welcome you tonight again, and please just share about your song, You're Not Alone.
Thank you. You're Not Alone is actually probably one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. It really, it's one of those songs that you sit down and you, like, I wrote that song in probably like 5 or 10 minutes. It just flowed out, and I just, I couldn't hold it back anymore, and it came from just a place of, I was actually pretty upset because I was really feeling alone and just kind of upset and sad, and I think that I had, my boyfriend in college had broken up with me, and it just ripped my heart in two, and I just kind of didn't know. I had wrapped myself so much up into him and kind of forgotten about who I was in Christ that I just felt so alone and so just tired, and I didn't know where to turn or what to do. And so I just was bawling that night, and just the Lord just kind of spoke to me, and he said, you know what, you're never alone. You're not alone, and I'm always here for you. Even those tears when they're falling, you know, I'm still here, and I'm here in the good times, I'm here in the bad. And I just sat down on the piano and just wrote this song. It just kind of flowed out, and it still touches my heart to this day when I sing it. And it's kind of one of those, it's a vocally challenging song, and so I love singing those, and my dad just makes it really, really awesome. My brother is an incredible drummer, and then my husband, when he played on that, that one just flowed, and it just came out perfectly. And so that's kind of where You're Not Alone came from.
Well, we're going to get ready to share that with the listeners. And again, you're listening and sharing with Stevie Warren tonight from the band Road 23. And here's her beautiful song, You Are Not Alone. Praise God, we're not alone. He never leaves us or forsakes us. And that's such a powerful song. And I like when you're talking about rising each morning thinking that you're not going to make it. And you can hear in the lyrics, you know, that you were going through there. But at the same time, God was encouraging you as writing this, that, you know, that you're not alone. That's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much. I really enjoy this song. I still like it, even after all these years. So I guess that says something about a song.
I get my eyes get so huge, and I get excited when I hear you sing, because whenever you're holding those notes, a lot of people don't realize I was in chorus for many, many years, and I can still think back when I'm hearing you sing and holding those notes to my choir teacher saying, don't let me see those shoulders going up and down. Use that diaphragm. Stevie's got that technique down with no problems. I was really thinking back to that. You really do hold the notes beautifully.
Thank you. Yeah, that's years in the making. That's for sure. Lots of practice.
Well, I'm going to get ready to open up another line and bless them with your CD. And we'll continue on and share some more of your music and some of your journey, and I'm going to get ready to open up one of the mics. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields, with the beautiful and talented Stevie Warren. And welcome on, and congratulations. You've been blessed to win one of her CDs.
Amen. It is a blessing. You know, I was listening to, you know, all your songs, All in Your Hands, and it was just, you know, a blessing to hear that, because, to me, sometimes, you know, we got to put it all in God's hands, and we got to realize that at the end of the day, it's not about us, it's about Christ and winning souls. That song was just a blessing.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Do you have any questions for Stevie or anything more that you want to share with her? And also, I would like to let her listeners know who was blessed to win another one of Stevie's CDs tonight.
I don't have any questions at this point, no.
And this is Pastor Dallas Miller. I'm getting familiar with all my faithful listeners and phone numbers. Mm-hmm. And welcome to the broadcast tonight, and for sharing and just tuning in to support Stevie and her music and what she's doing. She's truly gifted, isn't she?
Yes, she is gifted, you know, and a lot of people just don't realize how much time and practice it goes into to a song. I was working on a small little song earlier, and, you know, just for my, you know, praise and worship of God, and, you know, just trying to put into that. And, you know, when you surrender, you know, everything to God, He's going to make a way. And He has made a way and blessed her. And, you know, she got a wonderful voice. And, you know, I heard a couple of her other songs, you know, just listening online. And, you know, I was, you know, truly blessed, you know, blessed just to listen to them. And I just pray that God will bless you and your family and your band to do, you know, great work and win souls for Christ.
Oh, thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you so much for calling in, Pastor Dallas. And God bless you.
Amen.
And to you, what you're doing in your ministry. And I know the CD will bless you. She truly is such a gifted artist. And you can hear how much heart and how much work she puts into it. As I was telling her, I'm just amazed by how she holds that note. It's so powerful. And as she said, you know, that's years of practice. That's dedication. That doesn't just happen. You've got to know how to have that technique and to be able to breathe like that. And not only that, she writes songs and she plays all these instruments. I think it's such a blessing to be able to get to share and be a part of such a beautiful ministry.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you, dear brother, and I'll get all your information. And as soon as I receive those, I will get that in the mail to you. And again, Stevie, we thank you for being so gracious and donating CDs tonight for people to be blessed with. And is there any any more that's on your heart that you might want to share with the listeners tonight? Do you have any upcoming albums that you're planning on working on? Or I know right now you're taking a little bit of a breather, which with what I've been hearing about your schedule and all you do, you have a much rest at hand.
Yeah, that's kind of my main goal, is to rest a little bit and then, you know, kind of take a few shows here and there. And then at Christmas time, it kind of, you know, pumps back up. But, we're it's kind of hard to think about a CD already because we just got done recording that Christmas one, which that was a really cool project because it was an acoustic, you know, album that we just kind of went in and basically recorded live. And so I loved that CD, and then we got help from funding. Like, people would go on to you know, a website, and they would pledge a certain amount to help us out, and we had so many people just pledge and help us to meet our goal for recording that CD. And so that really helped a lot. But I think that in the works, probably within the next year or two, I would say, we're really looking at kind of doing a longer album that includes some of our remakes of older songs, like I was saying earlier, like Sinatra, and like we do a rendition of Fly Me to the Moon, that's really cool, and we do like an old Sam Cooke song, and some of those songs I want to get on the CD. But then, you know, also maybe some of my, just, I don't know, just kind of my favorite song CD. So it's just a random genre of, whether it be, you know, old hymns like How Great Thou Art. And we already recorded Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that we do a different version of that. And so that one will be on there. And like Wayfaring Stranger, we recorded that as well. And so there's a couple songs we've already recorded, coming album someday. It just kind of depends on, you know, kind of where the Lord takes us and how much support we get through, you know, other people buying our CDs and, you know, just kind of, I guess the money is the biggest issue, and just seeing where the Lord takes that and when he wants us to record and to do all that. So that's kind of where we're at now, and just you know, really seeking after him and seeing where he takes us. And you know, he's kind of propelled me. I always said when I was little that I would never talk in front of people. I just don't like to really talk in front of people. I'm good with singing. I can sing in front of thousands of people and not be nervous. But I hate talking in front of people. Well, of course, he hears that and makes me give sermons and stuff now to different people. And so I've got a couple of, I lead a worship night where I lead worship at regularly on a regular basis here in El Dorado, Kansas. I do a monthly worship night, and so I do a sermon on that. And then I talk a little bit at this other church about once a month, just doing random sermons. And then the Lord's really kind of blessed me with openings for like women's conferences and different things for women. And so I'll go and I'll sing a little bit and then share kind of what God's laid on my heart. And so that's really where the Lord is kind of taking me, which is where I didn't want to be. But I'm learning, I'm growing in that, and I actually like somewhat enjoy it now. And so it's kind of interesting to see God take those things that I said I would never do and turn them into something that honors and glorifies him. So, oh, and, you know, I get to sing the national anthem, and really, like, I get to sing at a Wing Nuts game, which is a minor league, or I guess it is I don't know much about baseball, but I get to sing there. So it's a baseball game in Wichita. I get to sing there a couple of times, and I actually do Royals, the national anthem there at some point. I don't know the date yet, but those are just some cool different things. You know, God's really taking me, just rounding me out, I guess. So it's pretty cool to see where God's going with this.
When you was talking about the Kansas City Royals, I just seen their stadium this weekend, and my husband and I was like mesmerized. That place is huge. It's a beautiful stadium, and the one of the Dear Brothers in Christ out there that's in Ninth Hour, they have an amazing band too. But he was telling us, we was only like 20 miles where we's at from Kansas. My husband and I, if we had more time, was like, well, we've never been to Kansas. We wanted to go on 4th, but we had to get back home. But That's so cool that, you know, God's opening those doors for you, because that's exciting, because that's showing the favor of God and that he's blessing you in what you're doing. And I really think that keeps an artist inspired and, you know, it brings encouragement in. But opening at that stadium, girl, I'll be praying for you. I know you'll do an amazing job, but that stadium is huge.
Yeah, I actually went up and did a little test run, a tryout sort of a thing. And so you go out, you know, on the side of the field, and it's almost like a second of delay between from when you're singing to when you hear it on the speakers. And so it feels like you're singing so slow. And so it feels like you take about 5 minutes to get through the whole thing because you hear it. It's just a really weird feeling. But, you know, I've sang at several other things that are semi-close to that, but that was the worst that I've ever experienced. And so that's going to take some getting used to. And so, you know, we'll see whenever that comes about. And, you know, if you follow us on Facebook, we'll definitely keep you updated on that for those who are close to the Kansas City Royals Stadium. So that'll be quite interesting.
I know people really get excited down there too. And when we was at the hotel we stayed at, there was like van loads of people that had all their blue and white on, and they had their shirts and their hats on. They were so excited. We actually was a part of people getting ready to go to the game. And then when my husband and I were sightseeing and checking out different restaurants to eat down there, because we'd never been there, we kind of felt like kids at Christmas. It's exciting to go to a new place. You know, you see things like, I have that at home. And we stopped and by Krispy Kreme donuts, and they gave us just fresh, you know, made donuts. They were so warm and so good, and it was just little things. My husband and I felt like kids at Christmas, but the fans down there, and they have heart, and I mean, they're like really into it, and everybody was in that. So I think that's so cool. I'm gonna have to share that. My husband's gonna be like, "Wow, you're never gonna believe where she's singing at," because if a person has a chance to see it from the outside. That I don't even know how many that stadium seats, but that place, I was like, wow, that place is huge, and I was trying to take pictures, but you know how the traffic is there, and it's kind of hard just to stop, you know, and to where we was going to the church we was at. But I will definitely, I think that's so cool. I give you props, and I think it's so cool what God's doing in your life and the way he's using you. You really are a sweetheart. You really are humble, and I love your music, and I know God's going to continue to do amazing things with you. And I know a lot of listeners sometimes that they're working when the broadcasts are on, and they'll come back and listen on demand. So I want to take an opportunity to save a couple of the CDs for the ones that will be listening on demand, and I'll just pray for God to, you know, to lead and bless someone else with your CDs. Maybe they couldn't tune in tonight, and your music is just so beautiful, and I know it will inspire people. And I really do thank you for being so gracious and, you know, sharing of your time tonight and of your talents and of your CD. And I wanna share one of your other songs that you sent to me, and I really truly fell in love with this song. And that's your song, "Draw Near to Us," and that is so important. And you know, so today so many people have gotten busy and they're forgetting, you know, that when we draw on to him, he draws on to us. And they're not taking time to press into his presence, you know, to seek him, be in the word, and to pray. And so many times people say, well, God's left me. No, he never leaves us. It's just that sadly in this world has gotten so busy and trying to keep up with others that people are really losing that focus on, you know, drawing into him and him drawing onto us, because there's power in that. There's power in his presence and in worship. And, you know, when you get that rest, like you was sharing with me earlier, there is nothing like having the rest of God, you know, knowing without any doubt he's taking care of you, that he's got you. And you can just lay everything down and say, here, Father, you know what? Just draw on to me. I'm drawing on to you. I give this to you. And that's what's so beautiful. You've done that. You're living a surrendered life. And, you know, so many out there aren't doing that. And that's why they constantly feel like they're in a whirlwind and their life's not changing. And that's what it is. They need to come to that place, you know, of surrender and pressing in and, you know, drawing onto our Father. And I really loved this song when I listened to it. It truly blessed me. And I've been playing your music throughout the week. I have it on a playlist, and it truly does bless me. And I just, You are a blessing, and I thank you so much for sharing tonight. And in regards to that song, Draw Near to Us, was there a specific thing, you know, that inspired you to write that song? Or, you know, does it take you back to a moment of why it came about? Because I know with artists, you know, that's really what they do. Their music and their lyrics, they share their heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this song just came from just really honestly needing an opening song about worship, you know, like and what it means to really worship. And that's, you know, that's kind of what these worship nights that I do once a month at my church in El Dorado, just people don't understand really what worship is. They think it's like a Sunday morning thing or a Wednesday night thing, you know. And so just in those, you know, I talk about worship and what it really means, and not just in those times, but in every single part of our lives. And so that's really where this came from, is I really just Googled the word worship in scripture, and I just read all about worship, and I just picked different verses. Like if you listen to the verses, pieces of different scriptures, you know, and just, you know, some's from, you know, Hebrews, and some's from, I think, like 1 Peter or something like that. I can't really remember where they're from, but I just went through there, and I just, you know, somewhat changed the words to make them, you know, fit in within the song. But it's pretty much just straight from scripture, and just really calling the presence of the Lord onto worship and to the place, and just to prepare our hearts for worship. So that's really where that song came from. And it's, you know, it's one of our fun songs that it's hard for me to write fun songs for some reason. I like the slow, like really intimate songs. And so some of the faster ones, it's a little more challenging for me to write those fast, fun ones. I don't know why, because I have an upbeat personality, but just, I don't know why that is. But that one was, it really pretty, came out pretty easy for the most part. So it's just, you know, calling a call to worship, basically.
And what you've been sharing is so true, because the Word of God teaches us that He created us to worship Him, and so many people forget the importance. And I think that that's so awesome that you're doing that, and, you know, dedicating your time to teach people what true worship is about. And I pray God really truly blesses you for that. And it's great that someone's leading people in that, because really when you get into that powerful worship and you draw on to Him, God can show up in such amazing ways, and people can be delivered and set free. And, you know, that's just a powerful thing. I love to be in worship services where you're just pressing in, and, you know, you got to come in expecting something, knowing that God is able, and your mind has to be on Him, that we're there to lift Him up. And I think it's really great that, you know, someone's out there sharing that. And I want to share Stevie's song right now that she was just talking to you about, and the name of her song is Draw Near to Us, and the band Road 23. And again, she's been such a sweet person to have with us tonight, and she has such a humble heart, and she's an on-fire woman of God going forth. And I just pray God continues to bless her and use her. And I'm really considered a privilege that I've got to have her on tonight on Reaching Out Radio. And again, here is her song, Draw Near to Us. I love the music to that. That's so upbeat and fun, and it's just, it's got a unique style about it. I really love that.
Yeah, that's definitely my dad, Tony, he definitely just kind of took that song and ran with it, and, you know, I had basics, and he just, he made that song really cool, so I'm thankful for him on that one for sure.
Well, Tom, I think it's really amazing. It's got that unique beat to it. You can't help but, you know, move, and I really like that song, and your vocals are really great on that, too, and I'm going to get ready to give away another one of your CDs, and then the remaining ones, I want to say for some of the guests that wanted to listen tonight but they couldn't, that have messaged or various things, so I want to give people an opportunity that listen on the on-demand, because we do get a lot of listeners on the on-demand, as I shared with you earlier. That's one of the amazing, you know, a lot of people will be able to come back and listen on demand, and it really, the numbers grow daily on that, and I thank God for, you know, that type of technology that people can do that, because many times people are at work or they have something going on and this is a busy time of year. But I'm going to get ready to open up and give one more CD away, and then I will share some more with the on-demand listeners as God leads. But I'm going to open up the mic here. Hello. God bless you and congratulations. You've just been blessed with the CD by the very gifted and beautiful woman of God, Stevie Warren, and she's with the band Road 23. It's a family band, and she's been sharing her music tonight, so congratulations.
Thank you, and I would like to tell you that your program is very uplifting, and you have beautiful messages and amazing music, and it uplifts my spirit.
Oh, praise God. I give God glory for that, and is there anything that you would like to say to Stevie tonight or any question that you have for her?
I just want to say how amazing your show is, and all your guests are uplifting, and they bring hope to people, and you're just amazing.
Oh, thank you. I give the glory, and, you know, I've been sharing with her tonight, and she's got such powerful vocals and such heart, and I know you got in a little bit late on the broadcast, and I encourage you, you know, to listen on the on-demand to her songs and, you know, her testimony and what she's doing is this, she's blessing so many people. And I think it's amazing. And one of the programs I do on one of the other radio stations is called Faith Sisters. And Stevie, I don't know if you ever experienced or not, but so many times because we're women, people want to, a lot of men, you know, they can be stereotypical and they take scripture out of context in the Bible. Maybe either, you know, both of you have experienced this, but you know, they say that women should sit down and be quiet and we shouldn't be going forth doing anything in the ministry. And I try to encourage women, you know, God put talents in us just the same. And he wouldn't put that fire and that desire in there for us, you know, if we weren't supposed to be used. And, you know, if either one of you ever experienced that where, you know, because you're a woman, a person has sit down and told you, you know what, you need to just sit back and be quiet, because that really does happen. You know, when I preach and do sermons through Skype in other countries, you know, you just really, you face challenges and various things, but that is what a lot of men from different, you know, generations and different beliefs, you know, even here in the United States, they don't think women should be going forth being voices for God. And, you know, I pray myself through that and I give them to God, but have either one of you ever experienced that?
I hear that all the time when I do my street ministry. They say that the Bible tells you men or women are to keep quiet and let the husband speak and you're to be silent in the church. But my opinion on that is if you're bringing lost souls to the Lord and you're doing God's work, it shouldn't matter if you're male or female, because the fields are ready and we need more people to bring lost souls in these last days before the Lord comes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
And where is that young girl from? Her voice was beautiful. Where is she from? That just sang.
I live in El Dorado, Kansas.
In Kansas. Well, you have a beautiful voice, and your music's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with the world.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And
yeah, I'll tell you one thing. The girl can hold the note. I was telling her earlier that it makes me think about when you're in choir growing up and the teachers teach you, there's technique to, you know, you got to breathe properly or you find yourself gasping your shoulders. But I'm telling you one thing, that girl can hold the note. She's got that technique down.
If I may ask, how old is she?
You're talking live with her, so you can ask her. That's who you're on the line with.
How old are you, dear, and how long have you been singing?
I'm 27, and I've been singing probably just as long as I've been able to talk. So I grew up pretty much singing. I think I probably sang before I even talked. So I've been singing for quite a while. Yeah.
Well, I've been there and done that. Since I was 3 or 4, I would pick up anything in my house and pretend it was a microphone and sing to anything I could hear. So, well, you have a beautiful voice, and I am so excited that I get one of your CDs, and you keep on doing your good work, because the Lord will bless you as he's blessing others. And thank you so much, Ms. Montel.
Thank you. And you want to share with the callers and the listeners where you're calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Edwardsburg, Michigan.
Wow, Michigan. Well, God bless you in Michigan and the work you're doing for him as well. And I've got your number down, and I will get all the mailing information. And thank you for listening tonight and for sharing some love for us towards Stevie, because she's really out there working hard, and she loves what she does for God's glory.
Well, bless both of you and have a wonderful night. And thank you for accepting my call.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye.
And I want to open up, I see a question mark by Lisa's. Lisa is an amazing woman of God, too. I'm familiar with her ministry, and she's stayed on the whole broadcast. And, you know, she has such a powerful testimony, Stevie. She recovered from so many things, and your music's really been blessing her tonight. And I want to give her one more opportunity as we get close to the broadcast coming to an end, to share her heart as she's been listening, and she may have another question for you. I always like to let people interact, and I still see that question mark there. So, hello,
sure.
Dear sister.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Lisa? Hello? For some reason, I'm having trouble connecting to her. But, you really have been blessing and inspiring people tonight, and I thank you so much for coming and being a guest on Reaching Out Radio. And if there's anything else you feel on your heart to share, and as we get ready, I know the broadcast is getting close to coming to a closing, but I appreciate you being on so much tonight, and you truly are an inspiration, and you truly are a testimony to what it truly means to be a humble servant of God, going forth to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and in all we do, our works, that they glorify him. And I think that's amazing. And I want you to know, as another sister in Christ, I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your encouragement. It's been encouraging to me as well tonight, you know, through a really long and fun but challenging weekend. You know, it's really good to just sit back and relax and be encouraged by other people. And so thank you so much for what you do and for having me on and for just promoting our ministry, and most of all for glorifying the Lord. And that's just it's pretty awesome what you're doing, and especially the Skype sermons and stuff that you do overseas. That's just a huge inspiration to me. And, you know, that's really awesome. So keep pressing in your own goals for the Lord, and I know that he's going to honor and bless you for all that you're doing. And so thank you so much for having us and for helping support our ministry as well.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me. And it's so amazing to get to see, you know, over in Pakistan and India, the love and the passion they have for God. And I'm actually going to be spotlighting one of my brothers in Christ who's an artist over in Pakistan. And my goodness, I'll share some of his links with you where you can hear him sing, and it really, truly blessed you. And his heart's desire is to come to the United States and to grow in his worship. But he's just an amazing man of God. And they get persecuted. They put their lives on the line daily. And just to go over, you know, thank God for that opportunity to preach through Skype, and that he's brought interpreters, you know, to me. And it just so beautiful and powerful to see other people in other countries serving and loving the Lord. So thank you for your words of encouragement in that. And I'm going to try to see. Lisa, can you hear me? Because it's still showing her on the line, but for some reason her mic's not coming through. I'm going to try to, because she has a question mark. Whenever there's a question mark there, that means they have a question. Lisa, can you hear me? Hello? For some reason, it's not connecting her, and I know she would have probably had something else she would love to say to you. But I thank you so much for sharing with us tonight and being blessed to listen to your music and for graciously sharing the CDs. And may God continue to grow you and use you, and you're welcome back anytime. And I'm really excited about what you're going to be doing, you know, singing at the stadiums, and I think that's so cool. And if people, like I said, could see how big that stadium is and how many people you'll be singing in front of, that I just want to say, you go, girl. That's so awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's been a blessing. Again, this is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields. We've been blessed tonight to be sharing with the beautiful Stevie Warren. She's so gifted. And please also let all your band members, your family know that I think they're amazing musicians, and I really do love that music to draw near to us. When I heard that, that's like, wow, man, that's just really cool. I really have a lot of respect, you know, too, for musicians, because a lot of times they don't get acknowledged, but, you know, what they do is so important. And you've got a very gifted family, and your band's amazing too. So please send, you know, our kindness and our appreciation towards them too, and let them know we think that they're doing a great job as well.
I sure will. Thank you very much for that.
Again, thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you, and may keep you in. Keep me posted. I'm really excited about what you're going to be doing, and I'm going to keep sending your music forth and sharing with my friends to your page, and also this will be on demand, and I will share that link with you, and I know God's going to take it forth, and there's going to be a lot of people blessed. And again, thank you for the CDs. As you can hear, that really excited people tonight, and may God just keep his hand upon you. And to all my listeners, as I always tell you, don't back down when God is backing you up. All things are possible with God. Step out in faith, walking, and knowing that with him you are able. And again, thank you for joining us tonight here on Reaching Out Radio with my special guest, Stevie Warren. And may God bless you all and keep you through the remainder of the week. And God bless you, dear sister, and please stay in touch.
Thank you. I will. You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And good night, everyone. And as I said, may God be with you and bless you in the week ahead.